AM Jackson, W266 DR Waukesha. Always streaming on the Civic Media app.
Swapped for basketball star Brittany Griner.
Asked whether other prisoners could be swapped, Russia's president said everything is possible, noting that compromises have been found that cleared the way for the Griner exchange. Putin added, "We aren't refusing to continue this work in the future," making his first comments about the closely watched trade. Despite negotiating for Griner's release, the most high-profile American jailed abroad, the U.S. has failed to win freedom for another American, Paul Whelan. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
Meantime, Putin says Moscow could adopt what he describes as a U.S. concept of using preemptive military strikes, noting Russia has the weapons to do the job. In Washington, Senator Kyrsten Sinema of Arizona says she's switched her registration from Democrat to Independent. But the first-term senator also says she doesn't plan to caucus with Republicans. That'll ensure Democrats retain their narrow voting majority in the Senate. In economic news, producer prices up 7.4% in November over a year ago, slower than October, but worse than expected. That helped send stocks lower on Wall Street. For the week, the Dow lost 2.8%, the S&P 3.4%, and the NASDAQ 4%. Federal safety regulators have confirmed an exploding airbag caused the death of a driver last winter. Correspondent Jackie Quinn.
The crash was in February in Bowling Green, Kentucky. The driver was killed by an exploding Takata airbag after a crash had occurred. Honda says the 2002 Accord had been under a recall notice for the faulty Takata airbags, and that the owner had been notified dozens of times in an effort to get the airbag inflator replaced. I'm Jackie Quinn.
This is AP News.
Looking for the perfect gift? Get him a shirt from Untuck It. Untuck It shirts are designed to be worn untucked. They're the easiest way to keep him looking sharp and feeling comfortable. You can't go wrong with their super soft flannels, wrinkle-free shirts, performance shirts with stretch, and cozy sweaters that are all perfect for right now. They even have a line for her. Find the perfect gift for every guy on your list at one of 80-plus Untuck It stores or at untuckit.com. Untuck It. Shirts designed to be worn untucked.
We tried Dynavite for gut health and immune support, and after a couple of weeks, our little Gizmo was acting like a puppy again. His coat was shinier, he had a lot less scratching and shedding, and he seemed like his happy old self.
My dog smelled and scratched constantly. We bathed and sprayed her, took her to the vet, but no results. Now, a little Dynavite in her food helps Bella keep her beautiful coat with no scratching or smell.
Get 10% off your next order of Dynavite nutritional supplements for dogs at Dynavite.com.
Happier, healthier with every bite. Over a million pets helped with Dynavite.
Missed your favorite show live on air? It's easy to find what you enjoy wherever you listen to podcasts, including Spotify, Apple, and Google Podcasts. And we're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app.
Hey, this is Jim Santel. I am the host of Morning Cannolis. Every single Saturday morning from 9 a.m. to 11 a.m., we talk about the major stories in law, in government, and the aspiration for justice in America. Delighted to have you join, call in, and be a part of our discussion right here on the networks of Civic Media.
We have to really understand how critically important a time this is. Time for talk is over. The time for action is now. Because my voice has always been and will continue to be for people who don't have a voice.
Tune in to the Earl Ingram Show every Monday through Friday from 8 a.m. to 11 a.m. Only on WAUK 540 AM, 101.1 FM, The Shaw.
I'm looking at the phone lines. I'm seeing some familiar faces. Once in a minute, Jean of Eau Claire.
Well, welcome back, Matt. I really miss you. We've been missing getting woke every morning, but now we'll get woke in the afternoon.
Once in a minute, Andrew of Detroit.
Professor, it's so nice you're back. We missed you during your vacation, and I'm very happy to be in your class for the semester.
Thanks a lot for calling in. I appreciate all my callers.
Tune in to Matt Flynn Direct, Monday through Friday, 3 to 4 p.m.
Thank you. For Civic Media, I'm Jane Matney with your headlines. The number of flu cases in Wisconsin and across the country are spiking. State data shows the number of influenza-like infections took off more than a month earlier than the previous 4 years and has already reached or surpassed peak activity level of 3 of those years. On Monday, the CDC's director, Dr. Rochelle Walensky, announced this year's vaccine is a very good match for the flu strains currently in circulation. The Wisconsin Department of Health Services data says less than 1 in 3 Wisconsinites have gotten a flu shot as of Thursday. An updated COVID booster shot, which protects against the original strain and the more contagious Omicron variant, is still available to people regardless of insurance. As of Wednesday, 37.7% of Wisconsinites had gotten that additional booster. You're listening to The Shaw, 101 FM, WAUK, 540 AM.
Native Roots Radio is an independent product and has a joint sales agreement with Civic Media. Enjoy.
Gift, AM950radio.com.
Portions of Native Roots Radio may be pre-recorded.
It's a good day to be indigenous.
Get up, stand up.
They are going to become more brutal.
Couldn't cut, couldn't cut again.
Because all the hippies were trying to be Indians anyway.
They're going to become more repressive because it's a matter of dollars and their illusionary concepts of power.
Hey, Victor.
We must live in balance with the earth.
And also with recent happenings at Wounded Knee.
I am awake.
Welcome to Native Roots Radio Presents. I'm awake and I'm your host, Wakunja Hade.
This portion of the show is brought to you by MinSure. MinSure can help you find a plan that covers your prescriptions and save you money. Visit MinSure.org to get started.
Hey, welcome, Wendy. And we talk about Native issues. This is Native Roots Radio Presents. I'm Wake. I was just normally talk a little before you say that, but I was staring at your beauty and so I was really excited. And it's good to have you on tonight. Wendy's stopping in to do her sacred animal section, and it's really fun. You know, we talk about Native issues and human issues and Native issues and news, and we have guests today. We have a special guest, and then we have a couple special guests.
Yeah, we do.
Including you, Wendy, and we have an entrepreneur, Native entrepreneur, who owns a guitar store that's going to go on next, and then we're going to have a really, we won't talk about it. It's going to be a little secret surprise, so hopefully everyone holds on and listens to what's coming up, because I know we just had a taste of it before the show, Wendy, and we're really excited to have this young warrior on.
Absolutely.
But that's the only cue I'm given. Also, we got our shots today.
We got our bivalent vaccine for COVID.
Yeah.
And we also got our flu shot. So I'm happy about that. So
I'm a little sleepy.
No.
I'm a little sleepy now. My arm hurts a little bit. But nothing compared. We have to give a quick shout out and a prayer to our friend Matt McNeil.
Mm-hmm.
And he was in an accident. And he's in the hospital right now. Things look good, but it's going to be a recovery. So.
Yeah, serious injuries, but he will recover. Yes.
Yeah.
So shout out to you, Matt. Prayers to you and healing prayers.
Yeah. Healing and comfort prayers for sure. So let's get going here, and let's rock and roll on the show here. So let's have Ogama on, and Ogama tells the news and talks about the news that you don't hear anywhere else. Welcome, Ogama.
Bonjour, Anin relatives. This is Ogama Ganu Akwe. I'm a citizen of the Red Lake Nation in northern Minnesota, and I have some news for you here on Native Roots Radio Presents. I'm Awake. My first story tonight does come with a trigger warning. We will be talking about violence against Indigenous women. Just this past week, early in December, authorities in Canada have now found what they believe to be the remains of 2 Indigenous women who died at the hands of a possible serial killer, and they believe they're likely in a landfill. However, the police have decided not to conduct a search at the site, saying that there's hazards and problems with ground conditions. The victims are believed to be Morgan Beatrice Harris, who's 39, and Marcides Myron, who's 26. And they are two of four Indigenous women who police believe were killed by the same man in Winnipeg, Manitoba. The suspect's name is Jeremy Anthony Michael Skibicki, who is 35 and has been charged with four counts of first-degree murder in the death of the four women, according to the Winnipeg police. The remains of a third victim, 24-year-old Rebecca Controy, were found by police in a separate landfill in May, but officials said on Tuesday, which was the 7th, that conditions were more favorable at that site compared to the other one where they believed that Harris and Myron's bodies could be located. The Winnipeg police chief said that there was no hope of a successful recovery, and the Indigenous people of those communities are really very frustrated with that. They believe that their relatives, they should make an effort, and that their relatives deserve to know, to come home if at all possible. This is really just so frustrating to hear about and heartbreaking. Sorry, I'm choking up a little bit. The Indigenous Environmental Network at IENEarth.org did release a statement for this issue related to the serial murders in Winnipeg, Canada. And they said that they stand with the Indigenous families in Winnipeg and across Turtle Island who are impacted by the recent serial murders of Indigenous women in so-called Canada Treaty No. 1 territory. They joined the outcry of Indigenous peoples across Turtle Island and around the world demanding justice for Indigenous relatives that have been murdered or are missing since the onslaught of colonialism, patriarchy, and white supremacy on our lands and territories. Indigenous Environmental Network sends their deepest sympathies and condolences for the families of Mercedes Myron, Morgan Harris, Rebecca Controis, and the unidentified fourth victim being referred to as Buffalo Woman. And the statement goes on to explain a lot of the history of MMIW being related directly to extractive industries, and that women, girls, and Two-Spirits are sacred and hold vital roles and responsibilities in our communities, as well as stewardship to our lands and our ecosystems and waters. And that violence and genocide against Indigenous women, girls, Two-Spirit relatives, Two-Spirits, relatives, and Mother Earth must end, and they demand that the Canadian government provide immediate funding and resources to support for the search of the four murdered Indigenous women, and to call on the Canadian government to declare a state of emergency for the safety of Indigenous relatives of all kinds in the MMIW G2S plus pandemic, or epidemic, excuse me. So my hearts and our hearts at Native Roots Radio are with the relatives and children of those murdered by this person in Canada, and we'll be following the story as we can find more information on it. The only other story that I want to cover today is related to the plastics on the planet. Nature.com talked about something that I guess I didn't exactly know existed, but there's something called the Nairobi Resolution, which happened earlier this year. So 30 years of researchers warning that there's plastics being a problem, 175 nations voted in Nairobi to create a legally binding international plastics treaty. And this treaty is being known as the Nairobi Resolution. Many people are proclaiming it to be the most important deal since the Paris Agreement. But what it does is it says it calls for full life cycle assessments from fossil fuel wellheads, where 99% of raw materials for plastics originate, to the final disposal. They mean action plans at national, regional, and international levels that work towards preventing, reducing, and eliminating plastic pollution, which means they need to know from wellhead to disposal where the plastics in the world are going. And this would be a treaty. So this is an agreement between nations, 175 nations. So this is something of a treaty, which is something we talk about a lot on Native Roots Radio. And the only way to ensure that that treaty is effective is to know where those plastics come from, where they go, who's responsible every step of the way on that. And they right now, they don't have a baseline. There's been a lot of research in the past 10 years about where plastics come from, how they harm us, and how they are avoidable, unnecessary, and problematic, pushing us closer and closer to the edge when it comes to climate change. There is a lot more research that is going to be done in hopes that they can arrive at a baseline before the official treaty is completed. The Nairobi Compact is expected to be completed at the end of 2024. So that is, that gives me somewhat of a hope to have our plastics in the planet to be taken care of. Right now, there's really a lack of transparency in plastics production, in what is being put in the plastics, and then on top of it, where the plastics are entering the waste stream is something that has been hard to track down. Basically, there's ideas throughout the entire planet right now that are focused on recycling and ways to deal with plastic once it has reached the consumer. And those are ideas that are promoted by the plastics industry. And we really need to know who's creating all this plastic and where it's going. So hopefully as this is researched more, there will be more information on this coming up in the near future. The article that I found is on nature.com, so if you wanted to read into that more deeply, you definitely could, or take a look and research the Nairobi Resolution. So this is Ogamogunuwakwe for Native Roots Radio Presents. I'm awake. Back to you, Robert.
Hey, Pini Gigi, thank you for those important stories. We'll be right back with Big Guitars, Angie Big. You're listening to Native Roots Radio Presents. I'm awake.
Stay with us.
Hey, Wendy, what are we doing for dinner after the show?
How about we go to Jay Selby's on 169 Victoria Street in St. Paul? They have a delicious plant-based menu that's compassionate and environmentally sustainable.
I'm getting their spot-on vegan Big Mac, the dirty secret.
You can pick up and they deliver within a five-mile radius, or you can call them at 651-222-3263 or visit jayselbys.com.
Well, you sold me, Wen. Let's go order at Jay Selby's tonight.
I'm hungry.
Unwanted sexting or photos, inappropriate jokes, even tickling or wrestling can feel like a violation. Catcalling, cornering, or groping, getting them drunk or high for sex, recording sexual acts without permission, hurting someone because of their sexual orientation, raping a family member, a child, a date, a friend, a stranger, purchasing a human being for sex. You make the choice every single time. Sexual violence is many things. Make a choice. Do not do it.
Sponsored by the Minnesota Indian Women's Sexual Assault Coalition.
Hey, Ogama, I've been hearing a lot about this term, climate justice. What is that?
Climate justice is recognizing that the negative impacts of climate change don't affect all people equally. It also means transitioning from a fossil fuel-based economy to a more sustainable future. MN350 is one of the groups that's pushing for this transition to protect our futures. You can even get involved, too.
That's great, especially since I'm concerned about pipeline projects like Line 3. How can I help MN350?
Just find them on Facebook or visit mn350.org.
Health insurance that fits my budget? I'm covered. I needed health coverage I could count on and afford. MinSure helped me find a plan that works for me, and they helped me save money. Did you know that most Minnesotans qualify for savings through MinSure? And they have free experts who can help you sign up for coverage. Go to MinSure.org today and get started and get covered. That's MNSure.org. MNSure.org.
This is Winona Duke of Honor the Earth, and you're listening to Native Roots Radio. I'm awake.
Welcome back to Native Roots Radio Presents. I'm awake, and this is Robert Pilot.
This portion of the show is brought to you by MN350, a grassroots organization fighting for climate justice.
Hey, we have a guest on, and we're excited to talk to her. We met her at the fair, but we've seen her store forever, so we're really excited to have her on. But before I do that, I just want to follow up a little bit with Ogama's story, and Lori put something up here. I just want to read, and it's pretty heavy, and I just want to read before we get into the fun part of the show with Vig Guitars. The news shared is always important, and today's is heart-wrenching as the missing and murdered are at for a greater numbers than we can even guess. Prayers and smoke up tonight for those innocents left for dead and the pain their loved ones are feeling. We stand to make this better, but it feels so slow. Thank you, Lori, so much for listening and always being a big part of our show, Wendy.
Mm-hmm.
So, wow, we'll look at the background here for Angie. Angie, welcome to Native Roots Radio. We had a chance to meet you out at the fair, and this is a great time to talk about your store because, you know, those Christians out there and us heathens are out there buying presents for the 25th.
Yeah. Miigwech, Robert. Bonjour, everyone.
It's great to see you. Tell us a little bit about you and a little bit about your store. I really want to hear about it. And it's if people are watching online, it's a very cool background of all these guitars. Very nice.
Yeah, it's not a bad place to work. Bonjour, Angie Vig, Nindijina Kaz, Gawaba, Vigana Kug, Ninduujiba, Makwa, Gaye, Ajijak, Ninduudim. So I'm from White Earth, and my clans are Bear and Crane. And you can hear me okay?
Hear you great. Hear you great.
yeah, 8 years ago, my husband and I decided to open up shop. And we've been musicians in the cities for over 20 years. I sing. He's a killer guitar player. And he repairs instruments. And so that's called being a luthier. And we have 5 luthiers here, so we're the biggest repair shop in town. And that's our specialty. We have service and repair, because in Minnesota, you have to get your guitars worked on a couple times a year because of our drastic weather changes.
Hmm. Wow, that's a really good point.
Yeah, I'd like you to talk a little bit more about that, Angie. But where are you located?
Oh, sorry. We're 595 Snelling Avenue North in St. Paul. We're 4 blocks north of University. And we're in between 94 and the fair, but closer to 94.
Nice.
Exactly. And so tell us a little bit about your guitars. Do you guys make any guitars? You repair guitars? Because I'm a former high school teacher, and I know the wood shop teacher was making guitars. And I'm going, can you really do this on the dime of the public? No, I'm just kidding. But yeah.
Oh, sure. Yeah, that is a huge skill. There's 3 schools in the United States that offer the luthier program, the guitar building, and mm-hmm. Red Wing, Minnesota is one of them. That's Southeast Tech, I think it's called. And so a lot of people go there and they learn the trade, and it's a specialty woodworking business. And it's separate from the violin and cellos. Those instruments. It's mm-hmm. guitars, basses, banjos, ukuleles, and mandolins.
So let's say I walk in there and I say, I'm a trumpet player, and I say, you know, I know expensive horns are easier to play. Expensive mouthpieces make it easier to play. You know, you can only get so good on a beginning trumpet. So if I come into your store and say, I want an intermediate guitar because I know this as a trumpet player, what do you have there that wouldn't put, you know, what can you tell the customer? I'm sorry. What can you tell the customer?
Well, first of all, we don't carry junk here. So anything you pick up here, we will not put on the floor unless it's in good working condition and we really approve of the quality. Mm-hmm. You know, Fender guitars are probably the most common. They have a more affordable line called Squire, and we really like the Squires for electric. But a lot of people now have been doing parts casters. That's what we call them. They put together bodies and necks and then make up their own sound to it. And that's where we come in too, because we do all that.
Wow.
Another specialty is my husband makes custom pickups, and that's our big specialty here. And if you don't know what pickups are, so it's these. You'll see them in all the guitars.
Explain it, because we have a radio audience that cannot see us.
Oh, okay.
What that is, yes.
So pickups are they're part of the guitar that changes the vibrating string into a small electrical signal. And basically, that's like the nerdy part of it. It distinguishes your tone from other players. You could both be playing a same Stratocaster, but those pickups really make you sound different from each other.
Wow.
And you could be playing the same song, but you won't sound like each other because of these pickups and the amps that you play through.
Wow.
Tell us, earlier you said that you have to have your guitar fixed up a couple of times a year because of the weather in Minnesota. How does the weather affect the guitars?
So my favorite way to talk about guitars is it's wood, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And it still thinks it's a tree, right? That's my favorite way to explain it, because when it gets cold, it tenses up like we do. And when it gets hot and humid, it loosens up and then it turns a different way. So it's either, it turns this way or that way. And the strings will rise up like this far.
Wow.
And then it'll be really hard to press down. So people start getting fatigued.
Mm-hmm.
And it's hard. Mm. I know when I first tried learning how to play when I was, in my teens, I didn't know that you had to have a setup done on it. That's what they call it. And they adjust the neck and do all sorts of adjustments to it because it hurt. It hurt me to play. I was like, wow, this is no fun. But I've been in love with guitars my whole life, but I couldn't play because it just hurt. So a lot of beginners give up.
Mm.
Does that happen with acoustic guitars too?
Mm-hmm. All wooden instruments.
Wow.
And we wouldn't be able to be so successful in repairs if we lived in like California, because they have the same weather mostly,
Right.
Mm-hmm. When people move here from other states, they're like, what is going on with my guitar?
Right.
It's like, wow. Oh, you're here.
I never knew that. How interesting.
And I just, pick up my guitar and I play two chords and sing Horse with No Name from America.
Ah.
And so I only know two chords.
Ah, we got a jam. Come on.
Yeah. Hey, wow, look at that beautiful guitar. Whoa.
This. It's a ukulele. And I decided to paint it. And I liked how it turned out because it looks like birch bark.
Wow.
Wow, that's really,
really
cool.
Interesting. Yeah. Remind our audience where you're located again.
We're in St. Paul. On Snelling and Thomas. It's 595 Snelling Avenue.
And it's Vig, V like Victor, I-G, Vig Guitar.
Do you have a phone number or anything you want to throw out there too? Because it is the season.
Or our website.
Or our website.
Whatever you prefer.
Yeah, our website is vigguitarshop.com and our phone number is 651-219-4941. I will add, to my knowledge, I think I am the first and only indigenous female music store owner in the country.
Wow.
I'm pretty proud of that. And I'm really glad to be in the, I'm an indigenous entrepreneur. And there's so many of us out here that we're getting shown now. And we have seats at the table. And it's so important that we can do anything.
And that's such a great point. And I wanted to make sure because we live in the area. We live in St. Paul. So, we hustle and bustle up and down Snelling Avenue. And I've seen your store. So it's really exciting to first we talked to you at the fair at our trading post. But now meeting you and giving you a little airtime. And we'll have to do this again because that's really exciting. You're the first, I'm kind of emotional right now after you said that. So I really appreciate you being on and just give
one
click.
Thank you for having me. I listen all the time and I just love all the guests and what a great show. This is awesome.
Well, thank you so much for being on and we're going to take a break and we're going to have you on again, Angie. Thank you so much. Vig Guitars, vigguitarshop.com, 651-219-4941. Really appreciate you being on.
Yeah, good.
All right. Have a great night. Wow, that was awesome.
That really is. You know what? Every time I hear the show, I learn something new. So I learned a little bit about guitars.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's crazy.
I think a lot of people pick up guitar playing and other instruments during Christmas because they make great gifts.
They do. Yeah. And then Big Guitars in St. Paul, give them a call. They got their own pickups. That's just awesome.
That's really unbelievable.
Great questions, too, Wendy. Great to have you here on Friday. We'll be right back with a surprise.
Yes. Stay with us.
The Shaw, 101 FM, WAUK 540 AM, Wisconsin's home for Rational Talk Radio.
Coronavirus update. I'm Ben Thomas with an AP News Minute. The latest tracking data from both the CDC and Johns Hopkins University show COVID cases spiking, averaging more than 60,000 per day across the U.S. The number of people dying from infections is also up, back above 400 per day on average. First Lady Jill Biden made this plea, speaking of the holiday season.
These moments seem even more precious now, knowing what it's like to lose them to a deadly disease that's kept us apart. Which is why the most important thing you can do to prepare for your holidays is to get your updated COVID vaccine. And if you get it now, you'll be protected in time for winter holiday gatherings.
White House COVID-19 response coordinator Dr. Ashish Jha adding,
we've seen waning immunity against COVID. Getting that updated bivalent vaccine is the single most important thing you can do.
I'm Ben Thomas.
Looking for the perfect gift? Get them a shirt from Untuckit. Untuckit shirts are designed to be worn untucked. They're the easiest way to keep him looking sharp and feeling comfortable. You can't go wrong with their super soft flannels, wrinkle-free shirts, performance shirts with stretch, and cozy sweaters that are all perfect for right now. They even have a line for her. Find the perfect gift for every guy on your list at one of 80-plus Untuckit stores or at Untuckit.com. Untuckit. Shirts designed to be worn untucked.
We tried Dynavite for gut health and immune support, and after a couple of weeks, our little Gizmo was acting like a puppy again. His coat was shinier, he had a lot less scratching and shedding, and he seemed like his happy old self.
My dog smelled and scratched constantly. We bathed and sprayed her, took her to the vet, but no results. Now, a little Dynavite in her food helps Bella keep her beautiful coat with no scratching or smell.
Get 10% off your next order of Dynavite nutritional supplements for dogs at Dynavite.com.
Happier, healthier with every bite. Over a million pets helped with Dynavite.
Hey, this is Matt from Design Garden. Remember when the internet was new? Back then you had to leave your house to start a business. Companies used to pay programmers bags of cash to get online. Now, small businesses can get online with a Facebook business page, or Squarespace, or Google My Business, or WordPress. But which tools should you use? Can you afford to go down the wrong path? Design Garden uses modern tools to build your website the right way. Find us online at design.garden. Again, that's design.garden.
You are listening to your local Civic Media radio station on air. Thank you. Did you know we are always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app too? And if you miss a show or game, find it wherever you get your podcasts or on our website, civicmedia.us.
I'm 54, so it's too late to start saving for retirement, right?
Not right. Starting to save, even in your 50s, can really make a difference. At aceyourretirement.org, in just 3 minutes, you'll get a free personalized retirement plan. That's aceyourretirement.org. A message from AARP and the Ad Council.
For Civic Media, I'm Terry Bell with this news. While Red Cross employees in Wisconsin consider going on strike, the Red Cross says it's made a generous offer to its workers. The humanitarian nonprofit says it's offered lump sum bonuses, annual pay raises, safety improvements, holidays, affordable health care, and paid family leave. Red Cross workers in Wisconsin are threatening to strike during the Red Cross's busiest blood drive of the year. Students at the University of Wisconsin-Platteville-Richland have delivered a petition to the UW Board of Regents asking to save in-person classes at their campus. But UW System President Jay Rothman says the decision to shut down in-person instruction in Richland Center is still necessary. In sports, Badger Volleyball beat Penn State in a 5-set tournament thriller last night. They advance to play Pitt tomorrow night. The Bucks are at Dallas tonight. You're listening to The Shaw, 101 FM, WAUK 540 AM.
is the Black Shirt Sports Radio Network here on Walk Radio 101 FM, 540 AM, The Shaw. I'm your host, Downtown Donnie Brown, joined by Connor Boston from Chicago and my main man, Kelvin Butenoff, back in the studio there at the office of former Alderman Don Paul Brown there at 217 Wisconsin Avenue. And tonight's game is the Classic 8 home opener for the Black Shirts against crosstown rivals, the North Stars of Waukesha North. So it'll be a great crosstown rivalry, great attendance. I first want to welcome those listeners from the Native Roots Radio, as Black Shirt Nation is well represented by Indigenous peoples, as well as the sons and daughters of the Northern Migration, the descendants of the Middle Passage, the Irish diaspora in America, and all the banished children of Eve. We are proud to walk alongside our First Nations brethren and declare that Native issues are human issues, and human issues are Native issues. We feel it's our duty and honor to walk alongside you through your shared struggles, triumphs, and achievements, and say ahoo, and welcome again to tonight's broadcast. Before we jump into the game, Calvin, can you still hear me? Calvin, are you there? Okay, good, good, good. Before we begin, there's a serious issue affecting Black Shirt athletics we learned about yesterday. A press release was made by the WIAA about the football conference realignments. And as many of you recall, there was a big movement by Black Shirt Nation, especially the football parents and the coaches, lobbying to have South removed from the Classic 8 for reasons of safety and fairness and equity, all the things. And we learned yesterday that the Classic 8, as of right now, pending an appeal, will not change whatsoever, which we believe also with a lot of the North fans here tonight, also affects Waukesha North. And here to talk about it is one of our top Waukesha football dads and former youth football coach, Jared Dable. Jared, welcome back. How are you?
I'm good, Don. How are you?
Good, good. It's frustrating that you talk about this, isn't it?
Frustrating isn't quite the word. It's quite ridiculous when you see the teams like South and North here. I mean, year after year, getting absolutely demolished.
By schools three times your size.
Yeah, by schools three times your size, to sit there and have to go through it again for at least another year. I do know I emailed the athletic director, Schreier. He is filing an appeal. I talked to Coach Wiltz briefly about it. We exchanged some text messages. And to say we're disappointed is a mass understatement.
Yeah, you know, Coach Wiltz had an editorial published in the Waukesha Freeman that went pretty viral, and it had some really compelling metrics that not only compared our school size, but also the income inequality in our school versus the rest of the Classic 8. There's just so many factors that would lead any reasonable person to believe that South doesn't belong in this conference.
I agree. Reasonable people. And I guess when you look at the WIAA and their realignment committee, I guess they're just not reasonable. I guess, I'm trying to be nice about this, but I mean, I'm very frustrated about this whole thing. I mean, we can't quit the fight now. We still have to keep going out there, getting the word out, and doing what we can to help this program move forward in the future.
And what do you think those next steps should be, Jared? I know there's talk about circulating a petition.
Yeah, there's been talks about a petition. I think what we need to do is, go through, let South file the appeal, see how that goes. And like I said, you said it best. This doesn't just affect South. North is in the same boat that we are. That we have to kind of come together as the two schools to fight the greater evil here.
Yeah. Yeah. And like I said, this is a great opportunity with a lot of North families here to engage in some discussions and see what we can do together. And
I mean, this decision against both South and North may have very well been the final dagger for North football, and maybe North as a school. I mean, if they don't get their enrollment numbers up, everybody knows they're down. There's a possibility of shutting the school down, and that's something that we can't have.
Right. And, we said this time and again, it's not like we're trying to win a state championship. We want a level playing field. Some of us attended the North football game that was supposed to be against South, but because of the forfeit, they were able to reschedule with Greenfield, a playoff-bound team. North beat that team by 2 touchdowns. And maybe Greenfield was laying up a little bit because they had the playoffs to consider, but you could tell that we could compete with these guys. And you look at South Conference against non-conference, the record against non-conference teams, it's like an 80-90% winning percentage over 10 years, correct?
Yeah, I believe the actual was 78%, but yeah. That's a playoff team. And yeah. Any other conference that we could go to, we are a playoff team.
Right.
And that's, you know, not even that, you know, we need to be a playoff team, but if we go 0-8 in a season and we lose every game by 2 or 3 points, that's still a win for South. It's a lot better than getting blown out by 50, 55, 60 points.
It really is. It's demoralizing for the kids. And then you add the injuries on top of that. And I was talking on the Earl Ingram show, Sandy Williams, right? Connor was in for Earl. And Sandy was a high school football coach at one time, very brilliant guy. And he's like, yeah, it's like you're playing against teams that have Division I caliber linemen, you know, probably in the 300s or high, over, you know, a good, you know, 7,500 pounds bigger than our guys.
And multiple.
That's how young people get hurt.
Multiple D1, D2 talents. We did have one, you know, all conference lineman on the team last year, which I think, you know, if some of the other guys could have stayed healthy with Evan Marks and Logan Pulchert, I think we would have had more. But, you know, to go out there and actually put up the fight that we put up against these schools is still impressive.
It is. It says a lot about our character. And, you know, you're here the other night for the South Whitnall game, a non-conference game. You know, Whitnall's probably ranked pretty high. They got some future college players in that team. Last week played Tosa West. That has a 6'11 sophomore guard. Our non-conference schedule also includes Menominee Falls. It's always in the top 5 in the state.
Great Sussex teams.
These are great programs. And that's, you know, South wants, they're not padding their non-conference schedule. They want to play against better teams and make them more prepared for the Classic 8 schedule. Football's obviously a different animal, but the point I'm making is that we're not looking for any patsies or a cake schedule. We're looking for a level more equitable playing field. Is that fair?
Yeah, definitely. We're not looking to go Catholic Memorial here and go on a 34-0 run. You know, we're just looking for, like you said, level, even playing field. And, you know, not just the class sizes. We don't get that even. I mean, you've seen the games. I don't know if you've been to any of the games either, Connor. But
a couple, yeah.
I mean, the players out there are fighting the two teams. We've got the opposing team, and then we've got the refs that just.
There's the refs, yep.
That just seem to, for whatever reason, not call things our way.
Yeah, no doubt. No doubt whatsoever. So, yeah. So. Anything else you want to add before we get back to talking basketball?
No, just like I said, just because this really came in, Black Shirt Nation can't just lay down. We have to stand up.
Fight's over.
Fight. When, you know, you're being bullied, punch the bully back in the mouth. I think that's what we have to do.
Right, yeah. Hey, if you see any other parents here, Jared, that want to come on halftime or during any of the breaks to put their 2 cents in about this issue, happy to do that.
Yes.
And then call my shows on Saturday mornings, 844-967-2789. So absolutely. Thanks for all that you're doing for Black Shirt Football and Black Shirt Athletics. And hopefully we'll make some changes for the betterment of our kids.
We can only hope at this point.
Sounds great. All right. Enjoy the game, Jared.
All right. We'll thank you. Soon.
Yep. Thanks. All right. So Connor, thanks for giving up the mic there. Connor's becoming more and more familiar with Black Shirt basketball. What do you think the keys, by looking at the North Star, Red Star lineup tonight, what do you think the keys to victory are?
Well, I mean,
they got a big front line.
They do.
By high school standards.
Yeah, by high school standards. They don't have a 6'11 center or anything. Yeah. So I think we're going to have a better chance of getting some more points in the paint today. Yeah, I mean, it just depends on how North plays. Our last game, it was against, it was West, it was Tosa, right?
Our last game Tuesday was against Whitnall.
Our last game against
another
Whitnall.
Another great team, yeah.
Yeah, great team. They had a really good system put in place that they ran throughout the entire game, and they had really good stamina as well, and that made it so they were able to finish us out, even though we were putting up a really good fight the entire game. So we're just going to have to see how North works. They don't have any specific I don't know a lot of background about the players.
You know, one of those couple stars I would think are picks to click. One is Jonah Freedy, who was the starting quarterback as a a junior last year, good athlete. He was replaced by another great athlete, at quarterback, A.J. Curtis, who's a 5'10 guard. Freedy's a 6'4 forward. Freedy moved over to the tight end spot, so he was still an asset to that North team. But I imagine those two guys are going to be factors. A.J. Curtis is also a great baseball player. We saw his younger brother, Connor, playing in the JV game. So I imagine those two are picks to click. And then, you know, the supporting cast of what I think are decent athletes.
Yeah. So,
the noise you hear behind us are it's the Blackshirt Youth Basketball program tonight. At halftime of the JV game, we were treated to a game between two of the teams. Had some good action. And you look at the size of this program, Connor, and it's probably like two or three times the size of what it was for the boys. So, and a lot of that is due to the success of the varsity team over the last couple of years, and especially last year when they won the Classic Eight. So a lot to look forward to for the future of Blackshirt basketball as we wait for the varsity teams to now take the floor. And here they come, Blackshirts and North Stars alike in this classic crosstown rivalry. So while we watch the players warm up, we're going to take a quick break for commercial here. Calvin, go ahead.
~27% of the American workforce, and some even say 30%, were in unions who had representation and who clearly did not have to worry about whether or not they were going to get their fair share. But I'm definitely going to fight for people who get the short end of the stick in this society only because they don't have representation. That's who I am.
Check out the Earl Ingram Show every day from 8 a.m. to 11 a.m. only on WAUK 540 a.m. 101 FM, The Shaw.
We've all felt left out. And for people who move to this country, that feeling lasts more than a moment. We can change that. Learn how at belongingbeginswithus.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council.
Hey, this is Don Brown inviting you to get local with me every Saturday morning, 8 o'clock, on my show, This Week in Waukesha, live from the office of former Alderman Don Paul Brown. Local news, local sports, local people, local music and culture. This Week in Waukesha, every Saturday, 8 a.m., here on Walk Radio, 540 a.m., 101 FM. The Shaw.
Hey, son, how are you feeling?
I'm fine, Pops.
What's on your mind?
I can't explain it.
When your kid can't find the language, find the lyrics. Start a conversation at soundedouttogether.org. Brought to you by Ad Council and Pivotal Ventures.
Hey, this is Jim Santel. I am the host of Morning Cannolis. Every single Saturday morning from 9 a.m. to 11 a.m., we talk about the major stories in law, in government, and the aspiration for justice in America. Delighted to have you join, call in, and be a part of our discussion right here on the networks of Civic Media.
Started from the bottom, now we're here. Started from the bottom, now my whole team here. Started from the bottom, now
they started from the bottom.
Started from the bottom, now
they're the defending Classic Eight basketball champions. Welcome back to Waukesha South High School, where the Blackshirts 1-2 for the season, 1-0 in the Classic Eight, playing their Classic Eight home opener against crosstown rivals, the North Stars of Waukesha North. And this game has seen all the excitement and celebrity, and it hasn't even started. We're going to have cheer parents tonight up here in the executive suite in the boxes. So expect to hear a lot of noise there, Calvin, that you can help us work through. We got a silent auction going on for the Waukesha South Junior Basketball Club. We saw a very impressive display, a lineup of students and coaches. Now through the end of the varsity game halftime, 100% of profits directly to Blackshirt Basketball Club. There's 20 items, food, clothing, dining, experiences, and more. View the items and bid online at www.32auctions.com. That's number 3, number 2, auctions, facebook.com/W, S as in Sam, J as in Joe, Basketball Club. So put in a bid. There'd be some great holiday gift items in there and support a great cause that is Black Shirt Basketball. So now, before we go to station identification, we're going to read out the lineups for both teams, starting with the Black Shirts. We have number 0, the senior All-State guard, 6'2", standing 6'2", Tyron Cook. Number 1, the senior 6'3", forward, Tech Tadioka, that you know from Black Shirt Football. Number 1, the other All-State senior guard, also standing 6'2", Daniel Robinson. Number 3, 5'10", senior guard, Trey Duncan. Number 4, 6'1", senior guard, Ethan Check. Number 5, the 5'6", junior, Giovanni Rios Ibarra. Number 10, the 6'3", junior guard, Brighton Staub. Number 12, the 6'3", junior forward, Evan Stout. Number 22, the 6-foot senior guard, James Smith. Number 24, the 5'11", junior guard, Charlie Moroz. Number 30, the 5'11", junior guard, Pau Segui Perez. And number 34, the 6'3", senior forward, Tommy Carrico. Connor, tell us about the North Stars. Black Shirts are coached by Bo Richter. Assistants, John Sakonis, Lee Montez, Andy Carrico, Austin Stook, and Ben Bodert. Athletic director, our very good friend, Daniel Schreier. Connor, have at it.
Waukesha North Stars, we first have number 0, the 6'0 senior guard, Franco Williams. Number 1, Jonah Freedy, the forward, 6'4 senior. Number 2, the junior 6'3 guard, Tyler Suttner. Number 3, the senior 5'11 guard, Jacob Eidstead. Number 4, the junior 5'9 guard, Jacob Knoll. Number 5, the junior 6'3 forward, Jaden Miles. Number 10, we have the senior 6'2 forward, Grant Pinkowski. Number 11, Cooper Haas, the sophomore 5'11 guard and forward. Number 12, AJ Curtis, the junior 5'10 guard. Number 12, we have Jordan Sayavong, the junior 5'9 guard. Number 15, Nicholas Biggenheimer, the junior 6'3 forward. Number 2, we have 20. Number 20, sorry.
It's all right.
Calvin Pannon, the forward, 6'3 senior. Number 22, Jackson
Piazic.
The junior 5'11 guard. Number 23, Aiden Favor Hernandez, the junior 6'5 forward. Number 24, Patrick Still, the junior 6'2 guard. The head coach of the North Stars is Brandon Redman, and the assistant coach is Nick Kuhn. That's going to be the North varsity roster.
That is it. Thank you, my man, Connor. And Calvin, let's go to station identification real quick here on the Black Shirt Sports Radio Network.
You are listening to WAUK 540 AM Jackson, W266 DR Waukesha. Always streaming on the Civic Media app.
And we're back here at Waukesha South High School Fieldhouse. We're looking for a name of the fieldhouse. We know the football stadium's named Ken Hollop Stadium after the legendary football coach, but we don't believe there's a name for the fieldhouse. We may have to come up with one. The one that I propose is the house that Tyron built based on the amazing success, the enormous success of Tyron Cook. And not to be overlooked, his fellow guard and very close friend, Daniel Robinson. Cook already has 90 points for the season, I counted, in 3 games. And Daniel Robinson has close to 40. Cook probably has just as many rebounds, we talked about. So he had a 45-point outing a week ago last night in the conference opener at Kettle Moraine. Very impressive display by Tyron Cook. So one of the things we were talking about too is getting a greater scoring distribution and not just having to rely on Tyron and Daniel. We have some deep threats with Brighton Staub and Tommy Carrico. but we'd like to see a few more players getting in on the scoring action and taking some of the pressure off of our guards.
Yeah. I mean, really that's going to come with passing more. That's the big thing.
Passing and more games, more experiences. So. Yeah. Yep. Now, we have to mention Coach Richter's attire tonight. Many of you won't be surprised to know Coach Richter because one of his favorites on Tuesday nights is that pink sport coat. But tonight he's an all-red suit. That's a bright red. My eyes are like kind of blaring. But a white shirt and a nice tie. And only Bo Richter can pull that off. And I'd be remiss if I didn't give a big shout-out to his dad, Fritz. Saw Fritz at Magellan's on Tuesday night for the fundraiser for Blackshirt Basketball, and the pizza was lovely. And obviously the company was great with Fritz Richter there. And wishing Fritz all the best in his recovery. Injured his arm in a bicycle accident while vacationing in Florida. So he's got to take a break from his refereeing duties during this season. We hope to have him back out on the floor there soon, but hope he's enjoying this black shirt game. If he's not here tonight, enjoying it at home with the radio broadcast and the YouTube stream. So, but yeah, that's quite a suit. We're going to have to give Coach Richter a hard time about that if we get an ear in him. Also, big shout out to Caitlin Weber. She was at the Magellan's on Tuesday night. Had a nice chat with her. Caitlin back from a wonderful vacation in Ireland and Scotland. So, and we also got to mention the director of basketball operations, Tracy Richter. It is a family affair here. The South principal, Maria D'Amato. We already mentioned Dan Schreier, assistant principal and athletic director. The other assistant principals are Liz Gould and Brian Groschick. And the superintendent of Waukesha Schools, Dr. James Siebert. So I see the cheerleading team out here. I haven't seen the dance team come out. Maybe dance team has the night off. It's about less than 4 minutes before national anthem and starting lineup. So we're going to go to another break here on the Black Shirts Radio Network. Don't go away. We'll be back to start soon. Black Shirts against North Stars.
We have to really understand how critically important a time this is. Time for talk is over. The time for action is now. Because my voice has always been and will continue to be for people who don't have a voice.
Tune in to the Earl Ingram Show every Monday through Friday from 8 a.m. to 11 a.m. Only on WAUK 540 AM, 101.1 FM, The Shaw.
Veterans, whatever you're going through, don't wait. Reach out. Find resources at va.gov/reach. That's va.gov/reach. Brought to you by the United States Department of Veterans Affairs and the Ad Council.
They started from the bottom.
Started.
Now they're the Classic 8 basketball champions.
Started from the bottom, now we're here. Started from the bottom, now my whole team.
And they're back. Catch all the action as we broadcast live and local. The Waukesha South Blackshirts, defending their title in this year's campaign against the toughest teams in the state, here on the Blackshirt Basketball Radio Network, Wauk Radio 540 AM, 101 FM, The Shaw.
Text and work. Text and pretend to work. Text and act surprised when someone calls you out for not working.
Who, me?
Text and whatever, just don't text and drive. Visit stoptextsstoprex.org. A message from NHTSA and the Ad Council.
Hey, this is Jim Santel. I am the host of Morning Cannolis. Every single Saturday morning from 9 a.m. to 11 a.m., we talk about the major stories in law, in government, and the aspiration for justice in America. Delighted to have you join, call in, and be a part of our discussion right here on the networks of Civic Media.
Here's today's STEM tip. Don't throw out that old plastic bottle. Repurpose it by turning it into an awesome terrarium. Just fill it with sand, pebbles, soil, and your favorite plant. It'll grow sealed right in its own ecosystem. Learn more at She Can STEM. A message from the Ad Council.
I asked what kind of family she wanted. She said,
a family like yours.
Learn more about adopting a teen at AdoptUSKids.org. You can't imagine the reward. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, AdoptUSKids, and the Ad Council.
Telling my girls about my Alzheimer's diagnosis was hard.
But Mom's early detection gave us time to make a plan.
Talk to your family about seeing a doctor. Go to ALZ.org/time to talk. A message from the Alzheimer's Association and the Ad Council.
27% of the American workforce, and some even say 30%, were in unions, who had representation and who clearly did not have to worry about whether or not they were going to get their fair share. But I'm definitely going to fight for peace.